Life after death. There are many mysteries we do not understand, and one of the biggest is death. There are those who say death is the end, there is nothing more, we are finished. The religious mostly believe there is life after death, and the good life after death is a reward for being a good person while we were alive. This idea goes far back into the first civilizations. The ancient Egyptians believed we would all be tested after we died, and we needed to pass the test in order to receive eternal life. The idea of eternal life after death is one of the most ancient beliefs of the human race, and this is proved by ancient graves which contain objects which were put into them for use in the afterlife. There are those who state they have been contacted by those who have died, and the number of these people is far more than one would suspect or would happen because of mental illness. Many of these people have never had a mental health issue. It is almost impossible to say this never happened because of the number of occurrences and who this has happened to. Then there are those who died. They were pronounced dead and somehow returned and no longer have a fear of death. They don't fear death anymore because of what they saw. A 4-year-old boy died in the hospital. He didn't stay dead but came back to life with an incredible story. He described being in heaven and seeing Jesus. He also saw a woman who was his stillborn sister. He also said he could look down and see what the doctors were doing to his body. No one had ever told him he had a miscarried sister. He also said he met his great-grandfather who died 30 years before he was born. He went on to say God in the form of the Holy Spirit shoots holy power down to earth to help us. He also told us to get ready because there will be a last battle between good and evil. A young woman was in her car when a speeding teenager crashed his car into her car. Emergency services arrived and was able to pull her from the wreckage, but no pulse or brain activity could be detected when she was taken to the hospital. Her brain stem had been wounded in the accident and there was no hope she would ever wake up. She entered into a coma. When in the coma, she states she saw heaven. She said she never felt alone. She went on to describe it as being vast and having no end. She was really dead and not in a coma, according to what she learned in heaven. Her dead grandmother stood beside her and said something to the effect she was not ready and had to go back and she didn't want to. She felt the Lord wrap himself around her body and she began to feel better. She was then told to go back and be happy. A doctor was on the phone with a relative when a blue flash came out of the phone and knocked him down. As he got up, he realized he had been struck by lightning, and even though he was getting up, his body was still on the ground. He watched as people worked on trying to revive him and began to float. As he floated, he began to get a feeling of well-being. He felt he was being drawn up somewhere. Then suddenly he slammed back into his body. He was convinced he was going to heaven. A young teenage girl took her mother's gun, aimed it at her heart and pulled the trigger after asking God to forgive her. Her parents' divorce had left her feeling hopeless with no other choice. She felt she was falling and ended up in a place of torment and her body was on fire. Everyone around her was screaming in pain. God came for her and took her out of this place. She began to feel an overwhelming peace and her depression was gone. She was brought back to earth. She said she asked God to forgive her for what she did and he said he did. She was brought back to life. A woman was pronounced dead. She had died from COVID-19. She was only dead for a few minutes before coming back to life, but in that few minutes she had quite an experience. She had merged in a place she describes as beautiful and peaceful. She said how grateful she was to be there. She saw her deceased father holding out his hand for her and then saw her deceased mother. Her mother was sitting on a blanket on the ground. Her mother smiled at her and also held out her hand. A few minutes passed and her grieving husband could not believe his eyes. She had come back from the dead. She now says she is no longer worried about death because she has a new outlook on dying and no longer has any fear of death. One never knows when the end is coming. Some have very long lives, relatively speaking, and others not so long. We tend to think a very long one is better. But is it really? If there is something better waiting for us, perhaps a shorter or average lifespan is better for us. Most of us do not want to outlive our children, that is a terrible thing. A young husband was alone in his room when he said he felt a hand on his shoulder and a voice tell him he was going to have to die on God's behalf. He tried to forget what happened. He felt this message might have been in his imagination. The problem was he heard the voice again with the same message. He thought about his family and was very upset. That next week while in bed he began to gasp for air and stopped breathing. He said he was above his body looking down. His wife was trying to revive him. He said the space around him became incredibly bright and warm and different colors flashed around him. An angel appeared. The angel then flew him to heaven and he saw many of the people he loved who had died. The angel never said a word. Doctors told the wife there was no brain activity except for signs of seizures which indicated the brain was dying. God then appeared to him and told him to go back, which at that point he didn't want to do. God then showed him his grieving family and he went back. He was non-responsive for days until he opened his eyes one day. His doctors said his return to life was a miracle.